朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Because what he said was what I wanted to say at the beginning.
我觉得我们圣经上也教导我们需要为了在上执政掌权的祷告。
And the Bible also teaches us to pray for the government rulers.
啊，明天应该是美国建国235年了哈。
Tomorrow is the 235th anniversary of America.
我们看见这个国家一直在这里远离神。
As we are watching, this country is gradually departing from God.
So we also 看见许多的祝福从这个国家逐渐的失去。
We also see this country is losing out its blessings.
不光他们的财务上到达了空前前所未有的赤字跟危机。
Not only that, its economy and deficit is reaching phenomenal a number.
在属灵上，在道德上，也是一直在这里走下坡路。
We also see moral and spiritual decline.
当一个领袖失去了道德，失去了在神面前该有的这个地位的时候，其实他已经失去了他领袖的地位。
Actually, when a leader he is losing the moral standard, he's actually losing the leadership.
中国话说上梁不正下梁歪哈。
Chinese saying is that if the leaders are not right, the followers would not be right.
连美国这样子的国家是用敬畏神的先祖们。用圣经的原则立的国家都这样子的远离神。
Even this country, which was founded by the fear of God and godliness, is now departing from God.
我们需要为这个国家祷告。
We need to pray for this nation.
我们一面在这里享受过去200多年来神在这个地方带下来的祝福。
We're enjoying now the blessing and the fruit for the past 200 years.
但是另外一方面，我们也是要警觉到祝福一直在从这个国家中流失。
But yet, we also need to be watchful that the blessings are leaking from this nation.
所以各样犯罪的事情，各样道德的败坏。各样政治上的黑暗一直在那里越来越恶化。
So all the crimes, the moral declines, and the political corruptions are everywhere.
我们要为美国祷告。
We need to pray for America.
你会说我是中国人，为什么要为美国祷告
？You may say I'm a Chinese. Why do I have to pray for America?
当然，我们永远先要为着我们自己的骨肉之亲在台湾，在中国。海峡两岸的领导人祷告。
Yes, we need to remember our fellow Chinese and pray for the leaders of Chinese people, Taiwan or China.
但是你看圣经上，不管约瑟，不管尼西米，不管但以理，在他们被掳去的国家，在异邦里面，他们都成为那个国家的祝福。
But yet, if you look at biblical characters like Joseph, Nehemiah, or Daniel, they're praying for the leaders.Of the country that they reside in.
越来越多基督教的领袖们知道，现在属灵的复兴其实都是在亚洲的国家里面。
More and more Christian leaders are aware that spiritual revival is actually happening in Asia.
韩国复兴，中国复兴，但是你却看见欧美属灵上一直在走下坡。
We see spiritual revivals in Korea, in China, but not in America or Europe.
所以我们有责任起来，好好的爱我们周围的人，让我们把福音传到周围的地方。
So we should take on the responsibility to love people around us and to share the gospel.
因为我们时代从欧洲、从美国这些爱主的弟兄姊妹们身上得到了太多太多的恩典。
Because we have benefited so much from Christians who love the Lord from.America or Europe.
我希望美国很多传统的价值、属灵的价值，不要因为我们海外的移民来破坏了，反而应该是更好。
I hope that many very good American traditions and values will not be destroyed by the foreign immigrants.
你看，我30年前来在加州开车的时候很舒服，我现在开车要很紧张，因为马路上一大堆亚洲人犯规。
Because 30 years ago, when I first came to America, it was very easy to drive on the streets, but not so, because now streets are full of immigrants from Asia.
我1983年买了我在美国第一辆新车。
1983, I bought my first new old car, used car.
那一天我在红木城聚会，聚完会出来的时候，发现我车上留了一个字条。
That day I drove to the meeting, and afterwards I saw a piece of paper stuck on my windshield.
一个美国人，他的车子不小心撞到我停到路边的车，他留下字条，请我跟他联络。他说我会 take care, 我会负责所有的赔偿。
Somebody scratched my car with his car, so he left a piece of paper and says he will pay for all the expenses.
那我另外一辆老爷车停到我家门口。然后我家的邻居来敲门说有人倒车撞到你了，我把他的名字都要下来，我现在交给你。
Also another time my neighbor came to my house and says, oh, someone, when he back out the car, actually scratched your car, bumped into your car, so I got his contact information.
从前你在美国买任何东西，你到店里面去退去换，隔多久他就让你换。
It used to be like that. Any time you can return the merchandise, no matter how long you have purchased it.
现在很多的人已经不信任了，想说我们是不是穿过了，是不是用过了。
But nowadays, people don't trust the return merchandise, thinking maybe it's been used.
因为太多人利用美国的这种传统的价值、传统的信任、传统的道德在这里取利。
Because too many people abuse American traditional trust for profit.
他要 party， 没有衣服，没有钱买衣服，舍不得买，穿完以后再还回去。
So some may not have the budget for a party dress, so they will purchase one and then go to the party and afterwards return the dress.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望大家一起来让这个国家回到神的面前。
That together we should work together to bring this nation back to God.
当这个世界大家都在向前看，向前哈。都在这里追求自己的时候，我们希望我们能够转向来追求神。
While everyone in this world is pursuing money, I hope that we can turn around and pursue God.
不然我们会看见这个世界，或是家庭，或是个人，只会越来越走下坡。
Otherwise, we're going to see the deterioration of individuals, families, and society.
上个礼拜我不在，我到温哥华去聚会，我们有很好的聚会啊。
Last week I was not here. I was at Vancouver leading a conference.
然后回来以后，我听说这里的聚会也非常好。
And afterwards, I heard we had a wonderful gospel meeting.
我要赶快花时间把上两堂张路江牧师讲的道都补听了。
So I listened to Pastor Luke John's messages online.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神，能够让我们有很好的聚会。
We have to thank God for good meetings.
就连好的聚会都不是只是为了我们自己的享受。
And even good meetings are not for our own enjoyment only.
今天早上我要继续讲我上一次绕不到讲完的那篇信息，叫做《全家的侍奉》。
Today I'm going to continue the message that I did not get to finish, the service of the whole household.
弟兄姊妹，家一直在是神心中一个非常非常重要的一个意念。
Because family is something very, very important in God's heart.
你发现神拯救的时候，常常是用整个家一起救。
Because God often saved people as a family, use family as a unit.
神赐福的时候，常常是整个家都需要一起蒙福。
When God blesses, He always blesses the whole household.
仇敌也知道这个意念，所以你发现仇敌现在有一个非常可怕的工作，就是破坏家庭。
And the enemy also knows God's heart, so he has a very terrible scheme right now, is to destroy families.
多少的家庭被破裂。
So many families being destroyed.
不光是夫妻之间的关系被破裂。
Not only the relationship between husband and wife are being destroyed.
常常连父母亲跟孩子之间的关系都越来越坏。
Even relationship between parents and children are getting worse.
我就说这个时代科技越来越发明。
As this generation, we have more and more advanced technology.
这个科技跟物质的进步已经到一个地步，人类其实已经不需要再进步了。你觉不觉得
？Do you agree that we have the advancement of technology to a point that we don't need any more improvement?
但是它带给人的破坏却是一直在那里恶化。
But yet it's bringing more and more destruction to us.
我上次讲过，现代的人变得一个很大的特点叫做 isolation。
I often say that nowadays one major characteristic of people is isolation.
Detached, 跟别人分隔疏远。
They are detached from others.
所以他有自己的电脑，有自己的世界，有自己的追求的范围。他 self-sufficient, 他不要别的。
But nowadays, people can be self-sufficient, having their own computer and their own world.
所以你现在很少看见父母亲跟孩子们能够这样子坐下来，安安静静，没有时间压力的谈心，谈心类的这个彼此的分享。
Nowadays, it's so hard to see parents and children sit together and chat without any time pressure.
甚至有些孩子都不愿意跟父母亲出去度假。
Some children were not even willing to spend vacation time with their parents.
弟兄姊妹啊，夫妻之间、父母跟孩子之间，常常就是这种 detachment 或是 isolation.
So there's detachment and isolation in family relationships.
你发现这个情形只有越来越严重。
And you only see the situation getting worse and worse.
我记得我哥哥以前每次下班回到家很累的时候，他很喜欢看报纸。
I remember, my brother used to like to read newspapers after work.
我的嫂嫂常常跟他看一眼，她说那个报纸是她的小老婆。
And so, my sister-in-law often, complains that newspaper is his mistress.
你看回到家，整个注意力先在报纸上。
After he comes home from work, all his attention is on the newspaper.
不光优先次序是报纸先。
Not only that, the newspaper has the highest priority.
而且报纸的每一个细节几乎都看，可是他身上换了新衣服，他竟然没注意到。
And then he would pay attention to all the details on the newspaper, but not the new dress on his wife.
那现代人的小老婆是什么？
But nowadays, what's our mistress?
伦敦怎么笑得那么热？
iPhone,
电脑 Internet,
computer Internet.
你看 Internet 里面什么东西都有，什么 YouTube 啦、Facebook 啦，各式各样的东西。
There's everything on Internet, YouTube, Facebook.
这些都还是好的，有些可怕的。
Or even something very terrible.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要求神保守我们。我们知道家一直在被破坏。
So may the Lord keep have mercy on us because families are being destroyed.
但是神的意念是祝福整个家。
But yet God's heart is to bless the whole household.
所以挪亚一家八口神救他们。
That's why he saved the Noah's whole family, eight people.
罗德这么不好的家，神都要救他全家。
Even Lot's family is not so good. God intended to save his whole family.
保罗对狱卒说：“当信主耶稣，你和你全家都必得救。”
Paul said to the sailor, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you and your household will be saved."
弟兄姊妹，我们要为自己的家人一定要好好祷告。
So we shall pray for the salvation of our families.
缺一不可。
We will not have even one missing.
要舍不得他们没有得救。
We do not want anyone to perish.
要不甘心他们没有得救。
We will not want anyone to not be saved.
要非常严肃地看他们没有得救。
Take it very seriously, their salvation.
你看1914年是不是那个铁达尼号 Titanic 沉船的时候。
So 1914, the ship Titanic sank.
有1500个人得救。对不起，1500个人淹死了。
1500 people perished, drowned.
因为他们的救生艇不够用。
Because they did not have enough lifesavers.
所以很多的家庭活生生的就要被拆开来。
So many families had to be separated.
可能孩子妇人上了小船。
Maybe children and women can get on the lifeboat.
当丈夫的、当爸爸的留在大船上，准备就是沉船，要被淹死了。
And husbands and fathers will remain on the ship.Ready to die.
所以有很多很悲惨的、也很感人的故事发生了。
So many tragic and touching stories.
他们在那里永别的时候，眼看着分开来就是永别。
When they bid farewell for eternity.
多么希望我们全家人都能一起被得救，对不对
？How they wish that their whole family can be saved together.
弟兄姊妹，那样子的死亡不过是今生暂时的死亡，顶多100年不见就是了。
But that day.Death is only death for the physical bodies at the most 100 years.
照着圣经上，如果没有得救的话，是永远的隔绝，那是一个多么可怕的隔绝。
But yet, according to the Bible, if we are not saved, that separation is for eternity, and it is very scary.
没有信主的家人，不是只是死亡几分钟的折磨而已。
For the unsaved families, not only that they will be tortured by death for a few minutes.
圣经上讲，不信的人有第二次的死，是一个永远的火和这个不死的虫在那里折磨他们。
But according to the Bible, for those who are not believed, that there will be second death. They will be tortured by unquenchable fire and worms.
所以我们一定要为着自己家人迫切祷告。
So we have to pray earnestly for our families.
雷根有一次在白宫接见一个15岁的女孩子。
Once in America, a president of meet a 15-year-old girl.
因为这个女孩子在他们家大火的时候
because during a fire at her house,
别人告诉她说你不可以再进去了，她硬是要进去救她那个有蒙古症的弟弟。
But the people advised her not to get back to the house anymore, but she insists on getting back to the house that is on fire to rescue her brother who had died.
别人拦住她的时候，她就往里面冲，她说我非要去救他不可。He's my brother. 他说他是我的责任 ，He's my duty。
And when people try to stop her, she says, "He is my brother, and he's my duty."
所以她冲进去，她出来遍体鳞伤。
So she went in, and then when she got out, she was burned all over.
她把她弟弟给救出来。
But she rescued her brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天我们看我们自己没信主的家人用怎样的态度。
I don't know what kind of attitude we have toward our unsafe family members.
神的责任是要叫全家得救。
But God's heart is to save the entire household.
出埃及记第一章告诉我们得救的目的。神把我们救出来，为的是侍奉他。
Exodus chapter 1 tells us this, the purpose of our salvation is to serve God.
路加福音第一章七十九节也告诉我们，让我们既然从仇敌的手中被救出来，就可以终身坦然无惧，用圣洁公义来侍奉他。所以侍奉是为了是得救的目的。
So Luke chapter 1 verse 79 also says that after we are being saved and rescued.We are to serve God with holiness and godliness. So to serve God is the purpose of our salvation.
这是一个非常荣耀的地位和境界。
And that is a very glorious realm and position we will be.
让我们不光从死亡审判里面被救出来。
Not only that we're rescued from death and judgment.
不光从世界的虚空和痛苦里面被救出来。
Not only from the vanity and pain of the world.
我们被带到至高神面前侍奉他。
But we are being brought to the utmost high God and to serve Him.
而且全家可以一起。来侍奉他，多么好的事情！
Together,
还有弟兄姊妹，所以我们讲全家侍奉，大家千万不要想说，哎呀，又要教我们做事嘛。
So when we talk about the service of the whole household, don't just think that, oh, now we have some duties to do.
这是太宝贝的事情。
This is something very, very precious.
所以当法老用诡计不让他们出去的时候
，So when Pharaoh stopped them with his scheme.
你看摩西这么勇敢，这么坚定的绝不妥协啊
！And Moses was very bold that he would not compromise.
我没有时间读，大家回家看出埃及记第八章跟第十章，在这里看见法老跟他几次的谈判。
I don't have time to go over them, but you can read Exodus chapter 8 and 10. You can see the negotiations between Pharaoh and Moses.
法老说：“你们要侍奉神可以，就在这里，不要走太远。”
Pharaoh says, "It's okay if you want to serve God, just serve here. Don't go far away."
所以仇敌不要我们离开这个世界，仇敌不要我们离开他的管辖范围来侍奉神。
So the enemy does not want us to go away to serve God, not to leave His dominion.
换句话说，在渔网里面的鱼，你随便游没关系。但是我要吃你的时候，一拉就上来了。
In other words, he will let the fish swim, whatever they like within the fish net, but he can eat it anytime.
就像遛狗一样，你这个你要跑来跑去没关系，但是我要拉你的时候，你就拉回来了。
Just like walking a dog on a leash, the dog can walk anywhere, but then he can always be pulled back.
这是仇敌第一个诡计。
And that is the first scheme of the enemy.
让我们不能全心尽心自由的来侍奉神。
And we cannot serve God wholeheartedly and with freedom.
到了第十章。
Chapter 10.
法老实在被神管教的受不了，他说：“好好好好，你们可以去侍奉，壮年人去，妇人孩子留下来，不要都去。”
And after much discipline, the Pharaoh finally gave up and said, "Okay, okay, you guys can go, but only the men."Women and children stay.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个家里面只有这个家代表侍奉神，是在3500年前就早就发生的，不是现在才发生的。
So actually, just send a representative to serve God from a household actually occurred 3,500 years ago.
台湾以前有国大代表，中国有民大代表，有民意代表，有这个什么代表，什么代表，连侍奉神都有代表。
So there are all kinds of representatives in political world.The same with serving God.
仇敌的意思就是，既然家里面有一个人爱主，就让他去吧，其他人不要去。
So the enemy's scheme is that, okay, if someone in the house loves God, let him or her alone to serve God.
大家说这个现象现在普不普遍？
Do you think this is very common now?
太普遍的。
Yes, very, very common.
不管中国，不管海外，都是这样。家里面一个家代表在侍奉神。
Whether it's in China or overseas, we see it everywhere. Only one representative from a household is serving God.
妇人孩子或是弟兄孩子，中国大陆是正好相反哈，不是妇人孩子留下来，是弟兄孩子留下来。
So mostly women and children, but in China.The men and the children stay behind.
很多姊妹爱主爱得不得了，信神不信主或不爱主。
And many sisters love the Lord and their husbands either unbelievers or they do not love.
这是仇敌第二个诡计。
And that's the second scheme of the enemy.
第三个诡计，他又被管得受不了，他说：“好，你们都去，都去，都去。”但是 把你们的牛羊牲畜留下来。
Okay, finally, Pharaoh was disciplined again, and he compromised even more. Said, "Okay, okay, you can all go, but leave behind your animals and livestock."
我没有时间去讲细节。你看摩西回答的多么勇敢，多么绝对呀、
！To see how Moses was firm and bold when he replied.
我们连一蹄都不留给你。
Not even a single hoof will be stayed behind.
我的全家，我所有一切都是属神的。
All my family and all that I have belong to God.
我连他们一根腿都不留给你的。
I will not even leave you a hoof.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，这叫全然为神，全然归主，这叫全家的侍奉啊。
This is a total consecration and to God and serve God.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要看见当整个家出来的时候。
And now we get to see when the entire family come out to serve God.
不光一个一个家得救。
Not only that, the entire family will be saved.
要一个一个家蒙神祝福。
But the entire family will be blessed.
而神正高的意念是一个家一个家都起来侍奉神，让我们的公众价值达到最高。
And God's heart is that every family will serve God so that we maximize our purpose in God.
我实在没有时间去读撒迦利亚书了，因为今天又是翻译哈，所以我时间大概只有一半，所以我今天就不读圣经了哈。
And then I don't have time to go over Zechariah, the book of Zechariah.
请大家回家读路加福音第一章，这个故事非常好看的啊。
Okay.
现在不要看，好吧，专心听。
Not the book of Zechariah, but go to the Gospel according to Luke and study the story of Zechariah.
这个故事我们都很熟，撒迦利亚跟以利沙伯到了年老都没有孩子。
We are very familiar with the story that both Zechariah and Elizabeth.We're getting old without children.
然后就在撒迦利亚按着班次进圣殿侍奉的时候，天使突然向他显现，告诉他说他们会生一个孩子。
And then when Zechariah went to the temple to serve as a priest in order of his division, an angel appeared to him and said,
而且预言这个
will have a son.
这个孩子将来要被神重用。
And this son will be greatly used by God.
能够让神的心，让百姓的心都能够归向神。
So that people's heart will be turned to God.
那撒迦利亚当时不太相信，所以天使让他嘴巴突然变成哑巴了。
Because Zechariah could not believe it, and he became mute.
所以他出来以后呢，后来这个以利沙伯果然生了孩子。
And afterwards, Elizabeth did give birth to a son.
他们多老我不知道哈。
I don't know how old they were.
但是至少是很老才生的孩子。
At least they had a son when they were very old.
不晓得有没有杀到九十岁，我是不知道。但是呢，至少人都认为不可能生的时候，给了他一个孩子。
I don't know if they were as old as Sarah and Abraham, but at least an age that people thought was impossible to have children.
然后等到这个孩子生下来的时候，别人正在想说要取名字，跟他父亲一样，要叫撒迦利亚。
And after this child was born.Their relatives wanted to name him Zechariah, just like his father.
然后就问这个孩子的母亲，因为爸爸不能讲话，就问母亲说应该叫什么。
So they went to ask the mother because the father was mute. What name should we give to the boy?
妈妈说应该叫约翰。
And the mom says John.
他们就说你们家里面没有人叫约翰的，为什么要改名字叫约翰，不叫撒迦利亚？
And then they said, there's no one in your family named John. Why don't you call him Zechariah?
这个母亲因为从她父亲那里知道孩子要叫约翰，所以就取名叫约翰。她完全顺服她丈夫告诉她的。
The mother knew from her husband that the son should be named John, so she obeyed.
所以这些朋友们就不以为然，就去跑去问这个老爸，好像应该叫什么，叫他写。
But the relatives did not agree, so they went to ask the father, and then the father had to write it down.
然后就叫约翰。
And then he says.
然后从那一天开始，撒迦利亚又可以讲话了。
Since then, Zechariah was able to speak again.
然后当他可以讲话的时候，他就发出了一篇非常重要的预言跟颂赞诗，讲到弥赛亚，讲到救主。
And after he was able to speak, he immediately uttered praise and prophecy regarding Messiah.
然后圣经上结束的时候，就告诉我们这个孩子在旷野里面长大，他的心灵强壮。
And the Bible tells us that this child grew in the wilderness and he was strong in spirit.
我只能这样大概的为的是有些新来的初信主的，我把这个故事简单讲一下。
So this is a brief summary of the story.
那我们从这个家里面，我们看见两件很重要的事。
From this family, we get to see two important things.
你就发现圣经上在描述他们三个人的时候。
When the Bible describes all three of them,
他们每一个人第一个特点。
So the first characteristic of everyone
都讲到他们被圣灵充满。
Is that they are being filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件不得了的事情。
And this is something very great.
当我们得救的时候，我们的确从圣灵重生。
Yes, when we were saved, we were being born again by the Holy Spirit.
但是被圣灵充满，说到我们这个人一定跟神之间的关系是非常健康、非常亲近的。
But in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we have to have a very healthy and intimate relationship with God.
讲他是特别蒙神喜悦、蒙神赐福的，所以常被圣灵充满了。
That we have the favor and blessing of God, so we can be filled by the Holy Spirit.
讲到父亲，父亲被圣灵充满；讲到母亲，母亲被圣灵充满；讲到孩子，孩子在母腹里面就被圣灵充满。
So in this family, the father is filled with the Holy Spirit, the mother filled with the Holy Spirit, and the child filled with the Holy Spirit when he was in the mother's womb.
所以第一个讲到他们各个都爱主，而且各个被圣灵充满。
So in this family, everyone loves the Lord and everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二件事情讲到他们都在自己的角色上活出自己该扮演的这个角色。
And then the second thing is that they did such a good job of what the role they played.
所以我们上个礼拜已经用哥罗西书做背诵的经文，我们现在来翻一下以弗所书，好不好？
Last time we looked at the book of Colossians. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians this time.
我们从第五章的末了读到第六章的前面。
So let's start from the end of chapter 5 to the beginning of
当然孩子都要看哈，我们用自己的语言读没有关系。
Let's all read together in our own language.
第五章在讲夫妻的，我们现在不看好了，我们看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 through 4.
一起来。
Let's read together.
我再说哈，替自己读哈，不要替别人读。
Once again, read for ourselves, not for our family members.
你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你们在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。好，那这里特别讲到孩子们要听从父母，这是理所当然的。
And the Bible is teaching us to obey our parents.
上次哥罗西书也说到，这是主所喜悦的。
And this is fitting in the Lord.
所以不光是理所当然的。
So not only that it is right,
也是主所喜悦的。
It is pleasing to God.
而且这是神特别赐下祝福的应许。
And then God also, this commandment comes with a promise.
使你得福，在世长寿。
That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
做父亲的呢，不要惹儿女的气。只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in training and admonition of the Lord.
好，我们现在就把上一次的哥罗西书三章十八节到二十一节，我们也再读一次。
Let's read again Colossians chapter 3 verses 18 to 21.
我们好不好就照上面说的，做妻子的你们就开口念，好不好？那做丈夫的就。念丈夫的那一部分，然后儿女的就念二十节，然后做父亲的呢就再念二十一节。好，我们一起来，看看谁的声音大哈。
The wives will read 18 and husbands verse 19. Children will read verse 20 and fathers read verse 21.
所有当妻子的念十八节。Amen。十九节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。Amen。二十节，敬重父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。Amen。二十一节，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。好，弟兄姊妹，这是神告诉我们家庭里面各个人。该有的角色跟该活出来的最重要的事情。
So these are the roles and responsibilities in a family.
妻子的特点就是要顺服。
So that the characteristic of a wife is to submit.
丈夫对妻子就是要爱，就是讲就是爱。
Love the wife.
孩子们要学习顺服，要听从。
And then children should learn to obey and listen.
那做父亲的不仅仅在消极上不要去惹儿女的气，那积极上要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
So for fathers, not only that you would not provoke your children, but bring them up in training and admonition of the Lord.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，你看见撒加利亚跟以利沙伯他们这一生最伟大的成就。
So you see the greatest accomplishment for Zechariah and Elizabeth.
就是他们为神家照着神的旨意培养出一个非常好的孩子。
Is that according to God's will, they raise up a very good child?
这个孩子几乎是所有的人类里面最蒙神喜悦的之一啊。
And he is one of the people who were most pleasing to God.
因为主耶稣讲到约翰的时候，他说凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过他的。
Because when Jesus commented on John the Baptist, he says, "Of those who were born in the women, no one is greater than John."
哦，这个人这一生不仅仅荣耀的主，而且他带领这么多人归向主。
Not only that he glorified God with his life, but he brought so many people back to God.
这个人自己成为一条路，让耶稣可以借着他走进一切有需要的人。
That he became a path for Jesus to walk through to those who are needy.
弟兄姊妹，我们做父母亲的今天都有自己的计划，要怎么带孩子。
Nowadays we all have our plans to raise our children.
啊，你要知道这个中国人很重教育，犹太人也非常注重家教跟教育的。
So we Chinese care about children's education, so do the Jews.
有一个故事讲到一个犹太妈妈带着两个孩子在纽约街上走路的时候。
A story says that a Jewish mother brought her two children walking on the New York Street.
啊，有一个美国人忍不住的跟他说：“哇，你这两个孩子真可爱啊！他们多大了？”
One American commented and said, "Oh, your two children are so cute. How old are they?"
你猜这个妈妈怎么回答
？Guess how the mother replied.
那个律师五岁，医生三岁。
That's the lawyer is 5 years old and the doctor is 3 years old.
他从小就已经知道把他培养成为什么样子的人。
So since they were young, she already know how to raise them.
你知道犹太人他们第一代到美国的移民。
You know, among the Jews, the first generation immigrants to America.
跟什么西班牙、葡萄牙、英国的移民基本上一样，他们第一代的移民都很辛苦，都是做粗活打工的人。
So their first generation immigrants, they all are like blue-collar laborers.
他们至少有三分之二以上的人都是打零工做苦力的。
About two-thirds of them are like laborers, day laborers.
但是没有多久，到第二代，他们就三分之二的人都是做这种高级的工作，经商或是律师、医生的。
But then there's a second generation. About two-thirds of them are already in professionals, like lawyers, doctors, or businessmen.
很多那些西班牙、葡萄牙人还在那边打工。
But yeah, for the Latinos, for the Hispanics, they're still day laborers.
他们说在纽约最早期那批移民来的时候，只有十犹太人，只有十几个人做医生跟律师。
Originally, the earliest immigrants only about 10-20 Jews were doctors or lawyers.
而大概过了才二十年以后，他们就有一千多个医生跟大夫。
But then after 20 years, there will be more than 1,000 Jewish doctors or lawyers. So they grew about 100.
因为犹太人非常注重怎么样教育他们的孩子。
Because they really care about how to bring up their children.
而有人我看过一个录影带告诉我们，为什么犹太人能够亡国2500年能够复国。
And then I've seen a video that says why the nation Israel after destroyed for 2,000 years can come back together again.
你在地上找不到第二个国家或是任何的民族可以亡国这么多年还能够复国的。
Because you cannot find another nation in this whole world that after being destroyed for 2,000 years, they can be restored.
当然从我们角度来说，我们知道这是神的应许，知道这是神的保守，这是神的选民，神的工作。
We know from our perspective that this is God's promise, this is God's work, because they are God's elect.
但是他们的解释呢，仍然跟这件事情是有间接的关系，因为犹太人非常注重家教。
But then the worldly explanation has a lot to do with their family education.
而他们整个家教的中心就是神的律法。
And then the center of their family education is God's law.
所以这些孩子世世代代、世世代代都在家里面受的非常重要的教育，就是根据旧约的圣经。
So throughout the generations, Jewish kids will grow up in their family being educated about the Old Testament law.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们在讲到全家的时候
，So today when we talk about our whole household,
啊，我们在这里看见一个家的兴衰，每一个人都有责任。
We see that the prosperity of a household is everyone's responsibility.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣， 从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。